Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, welcome to this show. Today we're going to be talking about one of the fundamentals of Islam, and that is justice. And our claim is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a just being. He is not unjust and He is not oppressive. But from the earliest times to the present time, a group of unaware people, they went against God's justice and expressed ideas that either God's justice did not exist, or even sometimes they not only negated justice, but used it as a means of proving the non-existence of God. Like, for example, take unexpected catastrophes, such as hurricanes and earthquakes and other natural calamities, and the differences of these types which can be found among people, and also calamities and evil which extend to human beings or plants and animals. So based on this, some people wrongfully start thinking that Allah is not just. Okay? Now, we said that there are several reasons why some of the people have reached those conclusions. And we said that how do we evaluate those reasons? How do we put these two concepts together that even while these natural catastrophes are taking place, Allah is still just? How do we explain this phenomena? We said there are a few points that we need to understand. The first one is relative judgment and limited knowledge of human beings. The second one is warnings and heads up. To nurture the human beings. The fourth one is trigger to turn back to God. The fifth one is reviving the spirit of life. And the sixth one is self-made difficulties. We have already talked about the relative judgment and limited knowledge point. Today we're going to be looking at warnings and heads up. We have all seen people who, when drowned in blessings, fall under influence of pride and selfishness. And in this state or condition, many of the important issues and duties are forgotten. And also, we have all seen that at the time of calmness off the oceans of life and complete restfulness, how such a state of sleep and forgetfulness is given a person, which, if it continues, will bring great misfortune to that person. Without a doubt, some of the undesirable events of life are in order to end that state of pride and to do away with the sleep and forgetfulness of life. So what we need to understand, brothers and sisters, is that these calamities, these natural catastrophes that happen, for instance, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other natural calamities, they are and they serve as a warning and as a heads up for many of those who get lost and they get drowned when they're receiving the blessings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sets this up to wake people up, in other words. It's a wake-up call, right? It's for people to realize that, okay, they're not always going to keep receiving these blessings, and this is not what the justice of Allah requires. No, Allah gives them a wake-up call so they can wake up from that slumber and forgetfulness of life. We're going to go for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to continue talking about this topic. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, this is Brother Mahdi. In this part, we discuss the warnings of natural calamities. Now, natural calamities have been around since the inception of the natural world. These natural calamities, which I like to call natural phenomenon, are a part of the natural world, and without them, the natural world would no longer remain natural. For example, earthquakes are due to fault lines rubbing together, but these same fault lines which cause earthquakes also are the reason for valleys and mountains to be created, and they allow for the natural movement of the earth. So, in a sense, earthquakes are a natural part of this material world, and they serve a natural purpose. But, you know, dear listeners, along with these natural phenomena, we see that in many scriptures, including the Holy Quran, these natural calamities are a kind of divine warning for mankind. A divine warning that the earth is quite fragile, and we as human beings on this earth are much more fragile than this earth. A divine warning for us to never be arrogant, to never be unjust, to never be oppressive, because we are quite fragile, and whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He can destroy us for openly and willingly disobeying His divine commandments. And you know, brothers and sisters, it makes sense for us to be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a natural calamity when we openly and willingly disobey His commands. For Allah is the master of all. Allah is the creator of all. Allah is the owner of all. He is the supreme king of the cosmos. If we disobey such a great and powerful entity, we honestly deserve to be destroyed. And if we have not been destroyed, it is just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely merciful towards us, or Allah has decided to let us increase in our oppression so that there is no excuse left for us to give. In any case, these natural calamities should be a very serious warning for us all. Now, these natural phenomena are warnings that there is a great power on this earth which we cannot control, and the ultimate power of the cosmos is Allah. As the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy and Divine Quran says, "The earth will quake and shake when it is the time of the day of judgment." Perhaps the increase in these natural phenomena and these natural calamities are a sign that the time of the earth is slowly coming to an end. Also in the Holy Quran we find that natural calamities occurred upon people that were oppressive, such as the story of Fir'aun and how his oppressive and unjust people were afflicted by 7 natural calamities. Or we see the story of Prophet Lut and how his people who committed adultery and homosexuality were afflicted by a natural calamity. We see that Prophet Nuh's people, who were unjust and arrogant, were also afflicted by such a flood that they were all eliminated and drowned. Finally, we see that Ashab al-Fil, the people of the elephant and Abraha, the war machine and their unjust king, were eliminated by a natural calamity where small birds with small pebbles destroyed a huge and powerful army. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme king of the cosmos, the most beneficent and the most merciful, have mercy upon our weakness and forgive our sins and protect us from future disobedience. And finally, O Allah, protect us from any and all natural calamities. May we learn and change our ways by the warnings of these divine natural calamities. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care, the best care that it is.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the natural calamities that human beings receive time to time in the form and shape of hurricanes and earthquakes and so on and so forth. These natural calamities, how do we explain these in the light of justice of Allah? Because some people have actually taken it to a point where because of these natural calamities and catastrophes, they become atheist. They start saying that Allah does not exist, or in some cases they say He exists, but He's not just. So we said that there are different reasons and there are different points that we need to understand that why these catastrophes exist and how do we add it up with the justice of Allah, because our claim is, and this is a reality, that Allah is a being which is a just being. He's not oppressive, He's not unjust. We said the first point is relative judgment and limited knowledge. The second point that we're discussing today is the warnings and heads up. And we said that these catastrophes, their purpose is to wake people up. You have most certainly heard that experienced drivers complain about roads which are flat, level, and lacking any twist or turns, ups or downs, and they describe these attractive qualities as dangerous ones. Why? Because the monotony of this road causes a driver to fall asleep. And it is here that the danger comes to him. So if he's driving and if the road is really comfortable road, it's like, you know, very plain and smooth and flat road, then, you know, the driver, he may fall asleep behind the wheels. It has even been seen that some countries have created artificial ups and downs and put holes to prevent such a danger. You have noticed that, right? So there are like those kind of small little hills in the middle of the road or some ups and downs that have been created. Why? To keep the driver alert. The path or way of life of a human being is also the same. If life does not have any ups or downs or potholes, and if undesirable events never occur, a state of forgetfulness of God and sleep will come and prevent a person from undertaking his or her duties and responsibilities. We are not intimating that a human being must create undesirable events for himself or herself, or welcome misfortune because calamities have continuously been and will continue to be. Rather, we say that one must be attentive to a part of this philosophy, which is to prevent pride and forgetfulness, because these are enemies and barriers to well-being and happiness. We repeat, this is a philosophy of a part of these undesirable events. Not all of them, because they have other aspects as well that we will be explaining. The Holy Quran tells us in chapter 6, verse 43, when the suffering reached them from us, why then did they not learn humility? So see, from this verse, we can clearly see that sometimes some sufferings are sent by Allah to make human beings humble. Why? Because we know humility is one of the keys to felicity in this world and in the hereafter.
Allah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.